Kurdish songs boom from a sound system from an event organized by the Kobani Canton's sports department. Among the young and old who have gathered here is 20-year-old Delvin Ahmed, a school sports teacher and the local girls' football team coach. Delvin tries to get local teenage girls involved in football, but says their enthusiasm is not always shared by the girls' families.
I had one student, and what was remarkable about her is that she was a very smart player. Anyone who saw her would notice her skills and her vision. She told me that her mother and brother wouldn't allow her to play, and so asked me to speak with her parents. I went to see her parents and brother, and I introduced myself as a woman sports teacher, that I myself play football, and the girl would be under my responsibility. They agreed for her daughter to join the team. She's one of our best players.
برافو في اللي يلا هاجا هاف هابن بسك في دون نقرت فلا نقرت.
In Kobani, there are two female football teams, Kapaje and Nedi Kobani. What's noticeable during a training session is that some of the girls here are very skilled and perform consecutive kick-ups with ease. One of the defenders is 15-year-old Nurjan, also known as Umtiti, the international French defender who plays for the Spanish giant Barcelona.
In the beginning, when I started to play football, my teammates saw that I played really well in defense, and so they started to call me Mtiti.
In goal is 15-year-old Alder Rumi, one of the more imposing players on the team. She explains the mentality of being a goalkeeper.
To play as a goalkeeper, you need to be very strong. If strikers from the opposing team realize that you're afraid or scared, then they'll score goals and laugh at you. So as a goalkeeper, you need to show them that you're ready to stand up to them.
The road from the event is the Bahihadr Arts and Music College. Here, four girls are singing Kurdish songs while playing on traditional Middle Eastern instruments. On the tambour, a traditional wooden, long-necked string instrument, are 13-year-old twin sisters, Dilva and Silva Shehi. Silva attempts to describe her emotions each time she picks up the instrument.
How can I explain this to you? It's so difficult to explain my feelings because when I play the tambour, it's so close to my heart. I have a strong connection, relationship with my tambour. It allows me to remind myself of Kobani's problems, Kobani's war, and Kobani's liberation. The songs I play on the tambour move me greatly because it's related to all that is Kurdistan and explains what Kurdistan means for the community.
Sitting next to the twins is 13-year-old Shirin. Over the past 3 years, she has learned to play the dab, a large handheld Middle Eastern drum frame with small cymbals that rustle on the drum's skin. Shirin explains what attracted her to this particular instrument.
The tambour may be the main instrument in Kurdish culture, but the daf is not far behind. But the main reason why I play it is that I come from a clan that has played the daf for generations, and now it's my turn.
With Kobani families returning back home, girls in particular are taking advantage of the changes this Kurdish city has been through. Philip Warwick, RFI, Kobani, Syria.